Anthony Smith versus Jones. Interesting fight. Another very interesting fight. However, I just think that John Jones is better everywhere. I hate to say it. You know, I hate to say that, you know, somebody's being outclassed. But at the end of the day, John Jones is a better wrestler. John Jones is a better striker. John Jones is a better grappler. I like Anthony Smith. I think he's got a lot of heart. I think he's an entertaining guy. I think he's been around the block. He's got tremendous experience. But in the end, man, all that heart he's got, it's not going to make a difference. Because John Jones, let me tell you something about John Jones. Like him or hate him. Okay, I don't care if you guys like him or hate him. I just got to call it how it is. John Jones also has incredible heart. And at the end of the day, if he's in a dogfight, he rises to the occasion. He's not a quitter. There are some guys that are great fighters, but they are quitters. When the going gets tough, you know, Teddy Atlas, I was listening to his interview with Joe Rogan, and he was saying that, he said something kind of crazy, but then it made a lot more sense. He said, Mike Tyson is 0-5. That's his record. Why? It might seem absurd, but I understand exactly what he meant. Some fighters are so talented. Okay, some fighters go in the gym. They're so talented. Guys, I've seen this, okay? They're so talented. They do half the training everybody else does. They're built for fighting. They're built for whatever sport they're in, whether it be boxing, kickboxing, grappling. Some guys come in, they grapple once a day, three times a week, or like very little grappling, and they get away with it. Why? Maybe they grappled for many years intensely. Now they just grapple every so often, and they're still creme de la creme. They're still in the top. Why? They got a lot of talent, and they don't want to work hard. They just live off their talent. I've seen this. And it's not very common. It's not very common. But it does exist. And Mike Tyson was one of those guys. Okay. Mike Tyson, when they discovered Mike Tyson, he was 16 years old. And he was hitting like I remember hearing stories. I trained with a boxing coach once that trained Lennox Lewis. Lennox Lewis, for those of you who don't know, Lennox Lewis used to box in Toronto here in Canada. He then later moved to England. He later moved to Europe. They brought him down. They brought Lennox Lewis down to spar with a kid in New York named Mike Tyson that was stopping all his sparring partners. Now, at that time, Lennox Lewis was a star here in Canada. He was like a huge prospect. From what I've heard, Mike Tyson stopped him in sparring. He stopped Lennox Lewis in sparring. For those of you who don't know, they fought years later after Mike Tyson was in his prime. After he went to jail, he came back to boxing. He was not in his prime. They kind of pushed him early into a fight with Lennox. Lennox was now in his prime. It was a perfect time for Lennox to fight Mike Tyson. Lennox Lewis ended up stopping Mike Tyson. However, in their prime, both of them in their prime, I think most boxing experts would tell you Mike Tyson that fight. Even though Lennox Lewis is one of the greatest to ever do it. Lennox Lewis is no doubt one of the greatest boxers to ever do it. He's beat every single guy he's ever faced. If he lost to you, he won the rematch. Like, he's literally one of the greatest boxers of all time. However, Mike Tyson, I think in most opinions, most boxing experts' opinion, was greater than Lennox Lewis in boxing. He was more, at least raw in terms of raw talent, at the very least. This guy had two atomic bombs in his hand. I don't think it was a question of technique. I think technique was a huge part of it. He was very diligent. He was very disciplined. His technique was amazing. However, he had a punching power you can't learn. You cannot learn this kind of punching power. Anyways, Teddy Atlas says, look, this guy, every time he got into a dogfight, he lost. He didn't have that fighting heart. He wasn't a fighter. He was an athlete. He was a performer. And again, this is not my opinion. This was Teddy Atlas's opinion. I'm just giving you guys a little rundown here. He was basically, it's a great episode. You guys should watch it. The Rogan Show with Teddy Atlas. What a great interview. And Teddy was trying to say that Tyson, he would go in there and he would win because he had so much more talent than the guys he was fighting. He was so much higher than them in terms of skill and talent. However, every time he met a guy who put him into adversity, and now we're going to see if you're a fighter. We're going to see, you know, how much heart you have. Because when you're so much better than someone, like for those of you who do jiu-jitsu, I mean, or box, you know, if you're a black belt and you're rolling with a blue belt, heart is, you know, you don't need to show your heart. The guy's not at your level. You're just toying with him. However, if the guy's at your level and there's a back and forth, now we're going to see your heart. Because it's not just about fighting now. We're going to see your heart. And every time Tyson had a chance to show his heart, it seems like he failed. This was Teddy Atlas's Point of view. Now, Islam Rewards, you're saying Teddy Ellis hates Mike Tyson. Yeah, I get it. They have a history together. They have a history. He may have a bad taste in his mouth. I'll let you guys decide. Again, that's what I'm saying. It's not me saying that. I'm definitely not saying Mike Tyson has no heart. However, I do agree with that phenomenon, is what I'm trying to tell you. Some fighters are so good, they're so technical, they're so talented, that when they fight, if their talent is not carrying them, they fold. If they get into a dogfight, if they get into a back and forth, if they get into some adversity, they quit. They only want easy fights. John Jones is not one of those guys. I'll tell you something. John Jones is definitely not one of those guys. We saw it in the Gustafsson fight, the first one. We saw it in the Machida fight. He got his chin checked a few times. I know him personally. Like, I've trained with the guy. The guy has he has a dog in him. He does have a... we saw it in the Cormier fight. You know, at the first Cormier fight, it was a grinder. There was a point where they were grinding hard. Both of them, they were fighting hard for scraps. They were clawing their way in that fight. Not the entire fight, but there were back and forths. They were very intense. And John Jones, man, he just grinded the axe all the way to the end. He was ready to die in there. Some fighters are ready to die in there. And Anthony Smith is one of those guys. Anthony Smith will fight to the death. But so will John Jones. So I don't see where Anthony Smith has an edge on John. I just don't see it. I just don't see where he has the edge. I just see John just having too much. Now, here's something that I would give Anthony Smith a small edge. John just did a weight cut. He has to do another one quite shortly. You know, the fight's coming around. So, weight cuts back to back. You know, Anthony had a chance to recover from his last weight cut. So, maybe that's a small edge, but I don't think it's significant enough. You know, John's been wrestling his entire career. He's done so many weight cuts. He's done so many weigh-ins. I mean, this is just going to be easy for him. I just see John Jones having way too much, just way too much striking, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, just everything, absolutely everything. If he can beat Ben Askren, I believe he can be a world champion again, because that is a tough fight. Let me tell you something, this is not going to be an easy fight. Ben Askren, listen, if I have to pick one of these two, I'm picking Ben Askren. Now, I'm not trying to underestimate Robbie Lawler. I think he's a great chance to win. Robbie Lawler's got incredible heart. He's incredibly durable. He's got power. He's tenacious. He can punch. He can kick. He can knee. He's got the experience. I just feel like his ground game is not strong enough to withstand an assault from Ben Askren. And I do believe Ben Askren's going to do the smart thing and get the takedown. Like, I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility. The man's literally taken down every single guy he's ever fought. If a takedown does happen, I just feel that Askren's ground game is just too far ahead. Again, I could be proven wrong, you know, especially in the later rounds when things get sweaty. I'm not sure, is it a 5-round fight? I believe it's probably a 3-round fight. If it's a 3-round fight, I like Askren's chances even more because he doesn't have to keep Robbie down for as long. And I think his grappling is going to take over. I do believe Ben Askren's a black belt on the ground as well. I'm not sure if he's ever officially gotten a black belt on the ground, but he's definitely at that level. So I don't think he's going to have difficulty controlling or holding or even like passing the guard or pinning Robbie. However, standing up is going to be a very dangerous scenario. The knees, the kicks, the flying uppercuts, like the jumping in uppercuts, it's going to be very dangerous. So Askren's got to be very careful. He has to not underestimate Robbie at all. At all. Underestimating Robbie Lawler will end up with Askren getting KO'd. I think Askren's too smart to do this, make this mistake. Edward Klein says Askren's 99% wrestling. Yeah, I agree. He's 99% wrestling. And jiu-jitsu, wrestling and jiu-jitsu, grappling. Absolutely. And it's a smart style. It's a style that works for him. However, can Robbie sprawl out Ben Askren repeatedly and knock him out? It's possible. I would just give it I would say it's 60-40 in Ben Askren's favor. 60-40 in Ben Askren's favor. I would never count out Robbie. Never count him out. However, I just feel the takedown's going to happen. March 23rd, gentlemen. Mark your calendars. Listen, let me tell you, I don't like that fight. I'm going to watch it as a fan. I'm going to be glued to the screen. I'm going to watch. I'm going to tune in. I'm going to pay. If I have to pay to watch the fight, I'm going to pay. It's well worth the money. It's going to be entertaining. However, here's what I don't like about that fight. Okay. It's a crazy matchup. Not for Wonderboy. for Pettis. Okay, this is a dangerous fight for Pettis. This is such a dangerous fight. Like, I don't see where the reason is. If Pettis was training in my camp, I would forbid him from doing this fight. Wonderboy is just too much. He's just too much. And if anybody who doesn't agree with me, you're gonna see on March 23rd. You're gonna see that he's just too much. You know, like, if I'm proven wrong, guys, I'll come on this podcast and I'll appraise Pettis and I'll say, look, I eat my words. I'm totally wrong. But I'm telling you guys, I have incredible confidence in Wonderboy. He's gonna win this fight. He's gonna win this fight in style, and it's gonna be a tough night for Pettis. Pettis is not a welterweight. He's not a welterweight. I think going up in weight class at this level, you know, Pettis is a great fighter. I've talked about him many times on this channel. He's one of my favorite strikers to watch. Okay, I'm not trying to be negative towards the man. What I'm saying is this fight is out of heavy. Literally, he's outsized. Outsized and outskilled. This is a bad combination. This is a very bad combination. Wonderboy is way bigger, way more athletic, way stronger, and his skill level is so high that I don't see how Pettis is going to score. I don't see what Pettis is going to do. The kicks that Pettis throws, Wonderboy has seen his entire life. He's seen that. He's not going to be taken by surprise by the kicks. Wonderboy is going to be too sharp, too powerful, too big, too strong, too quick, too long, too much distance, too much everything. If Pettis tries to shoot on Wonderboy, I don't see how that's going to work either. You know, Wonderboy is very competent in wrestling and on the ground. It's just too much. I just find it's a great fight for Wonderboy. However, Pettis belongs in the lightweight division. Yeah, the lightweight division, his fight against Ferguson, he showed he had promise. He was winning the fight at one point. He can be successful there. He can be successful at lightweight. I don't think he's a very big lightweight. So some lightweights, I think, are big enough, like Cowboy, to go into the welterweight division. And we saw Cowboy have a lot of success in welterweight division. He beat Yancy Medeiros. He had some very good success. Even though he lost to Robbie Lawler, the former welterweight champ, he had a lot of success in that fight. He won a round, okay? And the last round was very, very close. The last round between them was very, very close. What other fights did he win? He had some very big wins. He beat the other Cowboy in the welterweight division. He beat Matt Brown, the Immortal. He beat Rick Story. I mean, he's had some big wins. He's had some very big wins in the welterweight division. He's beat some serious names. That's a lightweight that's tall enough, big enough to go from lightweight to welterweight. I totally agree. However, Pettis beat Cowboy. I see the MMA math. A lot of you are going to bring that up. You're going to be like, well, Pettis crushed Cowboy. So if Cowboy can do it, so can Pettis. I don't agree. I don't think he has the same reach. And because don't forget, when Cowboy went up a weight class, he also put on a lot of girth. He put on a lot of size. He had the frame. He has the frame for it. He has that reach. Pettis doesn't have the reach. He doesn't, in my opinion, guys, he doesn't have the reach. I really feel like this is a bad matchup. I really feel this is a bad matchup. Like, this could be a career-ending matchup. And I don't say that often. You guys have listened to me talk for a lot, you know, many years now. Like, this has been about 3 years I've been doing this podcast. This could be, I hate to say it, man, this could be a very hard night for Pettis. And I have the utmost respect for the man's skills. The guy's a brilliant fighter. He's a genius. Like, his striking is pure genius. But Wonderboy is just equally skilled, if not more. And just way too big. Just his frame, his size, his power is just too much, in my opinion.